conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for an indoor and outdoor miniature golf course to be located on a 0.3-acre portion of a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 1.69 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the north and south sides of Rehoboth Moor Boulevard and the west side of Old Landing Road, which is Sussex County Route 274, approximately 150 feet northwest of the intersection of Old Landing Road and Coastal Highway, which is State Route 1. The 911 address is 19068 and 19268 Old Landing Road, Rehoboth, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 132.00, and staff would note it is a portion of that parcel. Submitted into the record, Madam Chair, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the staff analysis, and we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. Okay, Mr. Mandalas.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Planning Commission and staff. My name is Glenn Mandalas.
I did silence my telephone. Let me start that over. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Planning Commission and staff. I did it for you, Vint. I'm an attorney with Brockstead, Mandalas, and Federico. We have offices up and down the state and one in Baltimore. I am out of the Lewis office on Savannah Road. With me today is Nick Gerasimos. He is the owner of NGR Sports and the applicant today. He does business as Nick's Mini Golf. Nick has a pretty impressive story, and he has grown his mini golf empire. He's grown it to 8 locations, stretching through Ocean City, up through Bethany Beach, up to Dewey, and then the location we're talking about today in Rehoboth. We're seeking a conditional use approval for an 18-hole indoor and outdoor miniature golf course with a Jurassic Park theme, 14 holes played outdoors, 4 holes played indoors, and there's dinosaurs. I suspect you've all seen this outside of the Rehoboth Walmart. The zoning there is C1 general commercial, and nearly all the property surrounding the parcel is designated C1. The code permits in this district indoor golf courses as a matter of right, but not outdoor miniature golf courses, and that's why we're here seeking the conditional use approval. Because we did have some indoor holes and some outdoor holes, we were lucky enough that the planning department graciously allowed us to open early. So we opened in June of 2024. So we've had about a 16-month track record to see how everything has gone. And I'm happy to report today that there have been no incidents at the site, and I'm not aware of any complaints being filed with the county. The area under consideration, as Mr. Whitehouse said, it's a pad site of approximately 13,300 square feet. It's sort of across from Atlantic Liquors, behind the Wendy's and a relatively new Chase Bank. Nick's leases the pad site from Rehoboth Mall Limited Partnership. Rehoboth Mall owns the entire parcel, which is about 1.6 acres. The lease is a 15-year lease with a 5-year option after the initial 15-year term, so we're planning to be there for a while. The proposal is consistent with the comprehensive plan future land use map because it's identified as a commercial area, and the adjacent properties to the north, south, and east of the property also have that same future land use map designation of a commercial area. So we've been open about 16 months since June of 2024. We have a good operational track record. There are generally about 1 to 2 employees at the site when it's open. There is a floating manager that visits the site multiple times each day. The hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. during the season, and then we shave off an hour during the off-season. We open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. The site is lighted with directional lighting contained on site and is only lit during operational hours. And there are some themed acoustics at the course, including dinosaur sounds and music, but the volume is regulated and reasonable, and Nick assures me that you can hear the Wendy's drive-through way over the dinosaurs, so the noise is controlled. The concept's been very well received by locals and visitors, and for those reasons, we do respectfully request that you recommend conditional use approval. And I do have some recommended findings and conclusions that I'll hand up to Mr. Whitehouse.
Give those to Mr. Whitehouse, please. Thank you.
We're happy to answer any questions.
Okay, if that concludes your presentation, we'll see if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Mr. Passmore?
No questions.
Mr. Allen? Mr. Mears?
None.
I don't have any questions either. Okay, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application here today. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2506, NGR Sports LLC? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Okay, anybody else have any comments or questions? Staff?
I'll just say it's the most interesting thing in that parking lot and that retail center, so.
There you go. And that's saying something because there's a Walmart there.
Okay. Even more interesting than the hollowed out Taco Bell building.
All right, there being no further comments or questions, I'll close the public hearing for conditional use number 2506, NGR Sports LLC.